Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Samach Hey Omud Aleph in the third volume of Mishnah Brura. And today we have the discourse of doing Emir Tzashem Simin Reish Pei Zayin, which is only one Sif, which deals with Nichum Avelim and Bikur Cholim on Shabbos. And Emir Tzashem will start Simin Reish Pei Ches. So let's begin with Sif Aleph in Reish Pei Zayin. The Mechaber tells us, Yecholim Lenachem Avelim B'Shabbos. It is permitted to do Nichum Avelim on Shabbos. And likewise, V'chein Yecholim Levaker Esachola. Likewise, one is allowed to go and visit a sick person and do the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim on Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Aleph, Amrinim B'Gemara, the Gemara tells us, Bikoshi Hitiru Lenachem Avelim U'Levaker Cholim B'Shabbos. Under duress, so to say, with difficulty, the rabbis permitted one to go do Nichum Avelim, to visit Nebuch, a person in Avelus, and to do the mitzvah Bikur Cholim, to visit a sick person on Shabbos. Dish foot number one explains why Bikoshi. So the Magen Avraham says, Shechashishu, the rabbis were concerned, if you go and do this, Shema Yavo Lizok B'Shabbos, you're going to end up screaming out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos. And in the Shevet Yehuda, he brings down, as a result, Yavaki Shalav Rachman, you're going to end up davening for that person, V'nechshav Bakoshas Tzrochov Shasur B'Shabbos. And this is considered asking Hashem for your personal needs, which is not permitted to be done on Shabbos. And therefore, the rabbis only permitted it under some extenuating circumstance, so to say, when you didn't have any other alternative to do it at another time. Or the person needs you that time for whatever the reason. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah continues, V'al Kein, therefore, Lo Yofe Osun Osun, it's not right what people do. They don't go all week long. They're busy working. And then, Rak B'Shabbos, when they have, quote, free time, then they do these mitzvos. That's not considered proper or correct. But certainly, if somebody has gone during the weekdays, and now, on Shabbos, the Avel is sad and needs somebody to visit him, or the person is sick and needs somebody to cheer him up, or to visit him and take care of him, absolutely, it is permitted. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'lo yomar lo kidero shomer lo b'chol. When you go and visit the sick person, you don't say to him, I hope you have a refuah shleima. Instead, what you should say is, Ela omer lo, Shabbos himilizok. On Shabbos, we're not supposed to cry out. However, urfuah krova lovo, but Hashem should give you a refuah shleima immediately, in the near future. And you add, and this we'll see is controversial, not everybody adds this, but the Mechaber says, V'rachamov merubim, V'shivsu b'shalom, and Hashem's mercies are great and plentiful, and you should rest on Shabbos in peace. The Rama adds over here, Hagah, V'yeshomim, there are those that say, De'ein sarach loma v'racham of merubim, v'chule, which is v'shivsu b'shalom, v'chein nagu. And he brings down from the Rambam that this is in fact the correct psak, not to add those extra words, and just to say, Shabbos himilizok u'fuah krova lovo. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Beis, the mitztar u'ma'or habechi, if you say it in the normal way, that's going to stimulate a person to cry, which is forbidden to be done on Shabbos. Sivkot and Gimel, instead you can say, this special nusach for Shabbos, the Mechaber told us. So the Mishnah Berurah says, this is referring to Abikur Cholim Koi. This statement of Shabbos Himilizok or Fuah Krovolovo is only the statement that you make for Abikur Cholim. However, u'benichem aveilim, yomar lo Shabbos Himilanachem v'nechama Krovolovo. You use a similar, but not exact, type of change. Instead of saying over here, Amoki Menachem Ischem, like you would to a novel during the weekday, instead you say, Shabbos again is a day that you will find the Mirtz Hashem comfort in. We don't comfort formally on Shabbos, and the Nechama Krovolovo, in Mirtz Hashem, the Nechama will come to you soon. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yesh Mekilim, he brings down an opinion from the Magen Avraham in the name of the Prisha, the Rashoi Lomar Hamoki Menachemcha. A person is allowed to say the normal Nusuf that we say on the weekday to a novel, Hamoki Menachem Ischem, and Tol Shav Leitzim V'yushalayim. The issue number three brings down the reason why that you're allowed to do this for Nichum Avelim, to say the normal Nusach, whereas as opposed to the normal Nusach of Bikur Cholim, we don't say. So he brings down from the Machzis HaShekel, Kivin Shameis Lo Yashuv, since the dead person Nebuch is not coming back, we don't have to be concerned that this is going to make the person cry out on Shabbos and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his personal needs for this person to come back to the living. That won't happen. But by Nebuch seeing a sick person, that could lead you, as we said, to go and ask for your personal bakashos, which is not allowed on Shabbos. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, Kosav Prima Godim, Im Baha Evel Beis HaKnesses, if the Ovel comes to Shul, Achar Miris Mizmah Shel Yom HaShabbos on Friday night, he comes in after they've already said Mizmah Shel Yom HaShabbos, which essentially means that you've accepted upon yourself the Shabbos, then Shuv Lo Yikra HaShamish, then the Shamish should not call out Tzu Negud Avol. He shouldn't tell everybody, go be Menachem the Avol, as the custom is in many places, that the Avol comes into the shul on Friday night before we say Mizmah Shel Yom HaShabbos, and everybody says Amoki Menachem to him. So you shouldn't do this if it's after Mizmah Shir, because the Ein Lahasker of Elis Befahesi, because this is like a public decoration of mourning on Shabbos, which is not permitted. However, Mikol Makom, the Mishnah Berurah says, Leilach Biasmo, Lomar Lo, Shabbos Himilanachem, Vichule, but to walk over to such an Ovel and Shul at a later point in time, where you see him on Shabbos, to say, Shabbos Himilinchom, Unchom Akrovolavo, that is certainly Rashoi permissible. The issue for number two brings down, the Kain Kisha Osim Bishabbos Mishaberech for the Chol in Shul. When you make a Mishaberech for somebody who's sick on Shabbos, so we will learn in Simon Reish Peiches, Shemosif Viomer, Shabbos Himilizok Ufur Krovolovo. We say that as well in the Mishaberech. And by the way, he also points out that the Chofetz Chaim doesn't argue over here with the Ramah and doesn't seem to imply that you should not say the words Racham Meruvim V'Shivto B'Sholom like the Ramah says. However, the Chofetz Chaim elsewhere in his Sefer Abbas Chesed seems to say that no, we disagree with this Ramah, and we in fact pass like the Mechaber, and we do say Racham Meruvim V'Shivto B'Sholom. Likewise, if a person is Vakachol on Yontif, so the Makor Chaim brings down, you can still say Shabbos Himilizok because Yontif is included in the din of Shabbos. However, he brings down the Aderes, who says, Ein tzorech lomar kein, we don't say Shabbos Himilizok on Yontif, kibbe shebe Yontif hei keinlu b'sheilas tzorech of Yosim Yishabbos, because Yontif, you're allowed to go and ask for your personal wishes. For example, he says, we say Ribono Shel Olam in a number of places, when we take out the Sefer Torah in other places, and therefore you're allowed to ask for your needs on Yontif, so therefore you could say it in the normal Nusach. Furthermore, he says, when you make a Misha Berach for a Chol on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, even if it falls out on Shabbos, you're allowed to go and say the normal Nusach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give the person a Refuah Shleima, because you are allowed on these days, because it's the Yemei HaDin, to go and be Mevakesh L'Rachamim. And indeed, the Elif HaMata says, Adarabba, royal Isbalo, you should specifically daven for the Cholim on the Yom HaDin, because that is the proper thing to do at that time, even if it's on Shabbos. The issue foot number four brings down the minhag which I alluded to before. It brings down the name of the Ber HaGola and the Orach HaShulchan. The Ha'ovel Mamtin BePesach Beis HaKnesses. The Ovel waits outside by the doorway to the Beis HaKnesses. And right before they say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, the Shamish claps or bangs and announces over here, everybody go be Menachem Ovel. And the Ovel walks in and everybody says, Amokim Menachem Yisrael. He then adds further, B'makom Shebekavim Nesha Shabbos V'amiris Mizmor Shir. This is true in places where they haven't really accepted Shabbos until the same as Mashiach. But in places where they've accepted Shabbos by saying L'chododi, so then the Ovel should come in before we say Boi Chalor at the end of L'chododi. The issue for number five alludes to a very important machlokes as to whether an Ovel has to go and change his seat on Shabbos. He brings down the opinion of the Taz, who says that on Shabbos, the Ovel does not change his seat, as opposed to the Shach, who says that an Avil is allowed to change his seat and should change his seat on Shabbos when he's in Avelus, and that's not called Avelus b'Fahesya on Shabbos. He then brings down from the El Yeraba that even when you're coming in over here, after they do this Nichum Avelim, you should go and change your place. And Lemaisa, or Shlomo Zalman's at Sal Paskins, that when you come into the shul on Leil Shabbos, after they say Hamokim Yenachim to you, that you should sit in your regular place, not like this that we just brought down, Kadesh Lo Yira Kavelis B'Fahesya, because that looks too much, because everybody's watching you, and everybody sees you going and sitting in a different seat. That's already incorrect. But he says the next morning, when you come at the shul, try to come in early and go sit in a different seat, according to the opinion, says you should change your seat, even on Shabbos. Then he points out, if the Ovel is the Mor de Asra, or a very chosh of a person, so then, if the minig is that everybody wishes him Shabbat Shalom, or walks up to him at the end of the davening, so Shlomo Zalman says, you're allowed to do that over here as well, because it shouldn't look like Avelis but for Hesya on Shabbos. So that concludes now Simen Reish Pei Zayin, and we can begin Simen Reish Pei Ches, which deals with fasting on Shabbos, and the dinim of Atainis Shalom on Shabbos. So the Mechaber starts off in Sifala. Also, lisanos b'Shabbos ad she'shos. A person is forbidden to fast on Shabbos beyond 6 hours into the day. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, also lisanos, has different poskim who say that this is only a din mikabola from the rabbis because of the pasuk v'karosim l'Shabbos oneg, or others say that this is an actual din daraisa because it says ichlu hayom, you must eat on this day. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah says, where did we get this 6 hours from? In Sifkat Nalef, the Gam Bechol, because it says on a weekday, if you eat after 6 hours, there's no issur not to eat before then, but if you wait till after 6 hours, it's a waste of time, so to say. It's the equivalent of throwing a rock into a flask and saying the flask is filled up, and therefore, so that's where they get this idea of 6 hours. If you waited 6 hours, even if you're going to eat afterwards, it doesn't accomplish anything. So that's why they use this terminology over here of 6 hours. Disha, footnote number 2, points out that we already recently learned in Reish Pei Hei how important it is to do Shtayim Mikro V'Echad Targum before you eat your meal on Shabbos. But if that's going to cause you to delay the meal after 6 hours, one should do Shtayim Mikro V'Echad Targum after you eat and not cause the delay past 6 hours. That's how important this din is. Now, this is when you weren't specifically doing it to fast, but you just didn't get a chance to eat. You shouldn't let it go beyond 6 hours. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out, Ulashem Tainis, to do specifically an act of fasting for the sake of fasting, Afilu Shor Achas Osir. He brings down from the Morgan Rum and the Shagas Aryeh, as well as the Vilna Gaon, that you're not allowed to go and fast even for 1 hour on Shabbos for the purpose of, quote, fasting. Valkain, Shalo Kedin Osin. Therefore, he says, those people, kitzas mikzas kihilos, those congregations that have the custom shemis anim b'shabes atzomel chatzos alexeros, that they bedavka do not eat until almost chatzos, because of the various decrees that the goyim have put upon us of persecution, and they're trying to be mevatel them, and they're going and fasting until chatzos almost. That's wrong. The entire midday kodim tefilas musaf, but he points out, as long as you wait something before you daven musaf, then mutu l'sacha yosim sheishos, then you can even go beyond 6 hours before you have your full meal, because that's not considered fasting. Dirshu footnote number 3 brings down this te'ima over here. The prima godim is mistapik, he's not sure. Would it be adequate just to have a little bit of a drink, or do you have to have bedavka eat a shir of pas kibetzah? He doesn't answer it. Tzosa shulchan adds, even according to this prima godim, certainly if you're just drinking water, that's not called te'ima. But the Mati Ephraim disagrees. The Mati Ephraim has brought down the Elif Amogin, brings down Shebishas Hadchak under extenuating circumstances, even if you just had a little bit of water, that's also called that you're not fasting on Shabbos. And the Yerach HaShulchan adds, Sha'afilu Shoso Chamim Kodim Atvila, if you just had a little bit of hot water, maybe a tea or a coffee, before davening, that's also called that you're not fasting. You're no longer considered in Tainus. Mar now adds, he brings down from the Mordechai in the first parak in Shabbos that even to go and daven or learn, and that's why you're delaying to eat till so late, is not permitted. It's osur. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Beis, Ulafize, according to this opinion, Hashliach Tzibur Shemin Nagin, according to this, the chazan that goes and sings a lot, and he causes the people not to get out of shul until after 6 hours, Shalo Kehogin Hu. He's not doing the proper thing. And he says this is especially true, Befrat, Bechorev, Shayom, and Ktsarim. This is especially true when Chatzos is much earlier. The 6 hours of the day are Shoz Manios, and it's much earlier in the day, and therefore if the Chazan kvetches and he drags it out, so then it's incorrect. And he says, when we call Shekem Yontif, and this is even more so true on Yontif, with the one exception, Movad B'Rosh Hashanah, when a person technically is allowed to fast if he wishes to. And that's brought down in the name of the Bach. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, Ube'el Yorabok, Motza, he found in the El Yeraba Semech an allusion lahokel below meidu mespalo l'sachar aracha katzos, that there is a permissibility if you wish because you're davening or you're learning that you're going to go and delay past katzos eating the meal, and he brings down for the big deyesha that's on the Mordechai in the first parak in Shabbos that he writes gam kein shemuta lo meidu mespalo achatzos. He also gives you permission to go and daven and learn, and if that's going to be the reason that you're delaying to eat your meal till after chatzos, that's acceptable as well. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes yesh omrim sha'odum shemazik lohu achila. There is an opinion, he brings this down in the name of the Ogur, in the name of the Shiboli Aleket, based upon a Gemara that talks about Rabbi Akiva crying on Shabbos. Anyway, this yesh omrim says sha'odum shemazik lohu achila. If food is deleterious to a person, it bothers him to eat, da'oz oneg hu lo shlo lechol, he actually gets pleasure out of not eating, then lo yochal, then such a person is not mechuyav to eat on Shabbos. It's actually more pleasurable for him to fast on Shabbos, and therefore he's allowed to fast on Shabbos. We brought the similar idea down when we're talking about a person who doesn't like meat or fish, is he mechuyav to eat them on Shabbos? So normally delicacies like meat and fish are eaten on Shabbos, but if a person has a particular distaste or dislike for either of them, so then he doesn't have to eat that. So to Ovia, if a person doesn't enjoy eating, in fact eating makes him feel worse, then he should not eat. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Gimel, the chemat karv le'isser ha'achila. And in fact, if such a person eats and causes himself not to feel well, it's actually an isser. That's prohibited. Such eating is not correct. Kivan shemishar shiyaziklo, because he's assuming and estimating that it will hurt him. And this brought down the name of the Prima Megadim and the Tosefa Shabbos. And then the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "V'hainu im gamze kizay is kosher lo'lechol." And this is true even if a small amount of eating will be harmful to the person. And he says, "V'ayin lekamen simin reish sadi aleph sif." Aleph Bahaga. He says, go look in Siman Reish Sadi Aleph in the Ramah over there. And the Ramah says over there that if somebody doesn't eat on Friday night, so then he should try to have three sudos on Shabbos during the day. And this would be over here, I'm assuming what the Mishnah Berurah is alluding to, that if for the, whatever the reason, the person can't eat Friday night, but he does feel better to eat the next day, so he shouldn't say, well, I only have to eat two meals during the day. Mistami, he should have three meals during the day if the meals no longer are harming him as opposed to on Friday night when the meal, for whatever the reason, harmed him or he didn't enjoy the eating then. Then we go to the Ramah, and he says, Hagah, v'chemi sheyesh lo oneg im yivke. This is really that drasha from the Agada and Rabbi Akiva. If a person gets enjoyment out of crying, why does he get enjoyment out of it? Because that causes him to lose the suffering and the pain that's bothering him in his heart. He lets out a good cry and he lets it all out. So then, mutar livkos b'Shabbos. He brings down in the name of the Ogre, in the name of the Shiboli Leket, as we just brought down from the Beragola, that one would be permitted in this situation to go and cry on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains this in Sifkat and Dalit. This is from the Taz, Kosav HaTaz. Hainu dafka. This is only true in machmas rov dveikuso b'kodesh baruch hu zolgum ein of demos. He's crying over here not because he just reads a sad novel, but he's crying over here out of his love for HaKodesh Baruch Hu, and the tears just flow from his eyes as he's reading something and davening. And this is what we found by Rabbi Akiva. Shekei Matzina by Rabbi Akiva. This is the Agada that we just talked about in the Zohar Chadosh. Shaya bochem ha'od ba'amur shir ha'shirim. Rabbi Akiva would cry while he was reading shir ha'shirim. So that type of crying is permissible on Shabbos. Kasher sheyoda hichon advar magi, and he understands what he's crying about and how deep and involved his thoughts were in that shir ha'shirim. V'chein u'matzoi b'mispal u'mechavana, and this could be true for anybody that davens with kavana and it brings tears to their eyes. However, I will stop live goes, but just for a person to go and cry on Shabbos, kidei sheyetze atzar milibo, just in order that he should cleanse himself, he should get it out, and he should have a good cry, and that will feel better. Lo, that's not correct. I ain't sure. Look over there. Then he brings down, however, Abu Ba'el Yeraba, but Tosefa Shabbos Yitiru. The El Yeraba and the Tosefa Shabbos do permit you to cry, even when it's not a deep crying, a spiritual cry, but just to get something off your heart. Kivan Shayidei Bechiso Yirvachlo, because this crying will improve the rest of your Shabbos. As they explained in Dirshu, foot number 8, that it would be better for a person over here, he brings down for the Mata Yehuda, im lo natu lo livkos man mud. If we don't allow this person to have a little cry now and get it off his chest, so then he's going to retain this upsetness, this tsar, this pain in him all Shabbos, and therefore he'll ruin the whole Shabbos. So it's much better that he ruins only a few minutes of the Shabbos by crying now and not be upset all the rest of the day. With this, we will conclude today's shiur.